So the feasibility study would be about a $3 million grant. The federal government covers half of it, and then the other half would be state or local stakeholder supplied funds, although the federal government can increase some more funding if they choose for the project. The sediment collector EPA grant right now is at $150,000, and a lot of that work is actually being done by the Corps of Engineers, should we do that, without cost to that. So that freed up some grant money.